Debbie was at this church many years before me, so she probably knows them for over 30 years. I'm in the 22 to 23 year range. Their pictures are behind me, Dave and Cindy Bintz, sent from Northside. Was that the sending church? Years ago, church that we used to attend in Florida. So they're not a Calvary sending church, but here's the good news. God sent them, so we have something in common, right? They're sent and called by God, and they're doing a wonderful work in Spain. They're going to talk to you about La Arcada, which is a camp that they are involved with, sports camps, lots of other things going on. They've been over there for about 5.5 years. They are with Greater Europe Missions, or GEM, and they just do wonderful things there. We love this couple. I'm sure they will challenge you with what they say and help us understand what's going on in Spain and what the challenges are there, as well as how we can pray and how we might be able to be involved. So Dave and Cindy, why don't you come on up? And I'm going to give this one, if we could welcome them for the Calvary Chapel. Give him this.
We're going to stand.
Give him a bit of room, Cindy, or either one, whoever wants what. Good.
Hola, buenos días, ¿cómo estáis? Sí, ¿alguien se puede hablar en español? Levanta tu mano. Ah, me gustaría para hablar contigo, con vosotros después del servicio. Are you impressed? I'm a gringo.
So, Tim told you a little bit that we're from Florida, where he is from. Just want to tell you that we enjoyed his very unique humor as our Sunday school teacher for many years, and I had the privilege of being their wedding coordinator when they were married, and they are dear friends. They left Florida, so we figured we might as well leave too, and so we went to Spain, they went to Pennsylvania, but we are thankful that we have stayed connected, and we are also thankful that they would share you with us. And they have told us how much they love Calvary Chapel, and we're just very privileged that he would share you with us and us with you.
Well, beginning in 2009, my background is in high school athletics, Christian school, as a basketball coach for 37 years, and we started going over to this camp in Spain. And this camp is called La Arcada, which means archway in Spanish. And we offer many different camps, many different types of camps throughout the summer. We are the sports directors. And Cindy was an administrator in our church in St. Petersburg, and God called us in 2012, after 37 years in Christian ministry here in the States, and we got over to Spain in 2014.
And you see that, well, that verse that was up there, he who calls you is faithful, and boy, has he ever shown us that he's faithful. As you can see here, the kids sleep in teepees. There's like 10 can sleep in each teepee, and we have other camps, and the reason that it's teepees is because the signature camps of our camp starting in 1991 was American Indian Camp. And so that's how the teepees got started. We run all kinds of camps, and the main reason we do this is so that we can share the gospel with Spanish young people.
I want to tell you a little bit about Spain. This is Barcelona. If you know anything about Barcelona, if you can see in the middle there, that church, that's La Sagrada Familia Iglesia. It was started in 1883. Projected finish date is 2026. They're still working on that thing. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. But I'd like to give you, I'm a basketball coach, so I like percentages. I hope these come up okay. Okay. I want to give you three percentages that really explain what it's like in Spain, the spiritual darkness in Spain. That 0.07% represents the number of born-again believers. There's less than 1% born-again believers in the country of Spain. It's the least reached Spanish-speaking country in the world. The next one is 90%. Almost 90% of cities and towns in Spain don't have one church that preaches the gospel. There are thousands of small cities and towns that don't have one believer in there. Spain is an unbelievably dark country. And the third one, is 80%. There's about 20 or so Christian camping ministries in Spain, and of which Larcada is considered the leader. But 80% of all salvation decisions that do happen in the country of Spain happen in the camping ministry. And that's an amazing statistic, because the churches there are so small. I'm telling Tim, we go to a mega church there. On a good day, we have about 100. Most of our churches, evangelical-speaking churches that are there, only maybe 25, 35 people. So it's really unreached. And we'd like to explain a little bit more about our ministry.
So we went to Spain as the sports director. So actually, he's the sports director. I just help him. But anyway, to grow the sports program, we are doing this by having sports that Americans are good at, but and the Spanish want to learn from the Americans. So we didn't pick soccer, because that wouldn't go over so well in Spain. So we have basketball for boys and girls. We have volleyball. We have flag football and tackle football right now. At the end of February...
Well, this is the way we advertise our summer camps. Right. We have our summer camps, but now we have a special way that we advertise our camps.
So when we get back, we get back in January, we begin to plan. The first thing we do is a football clinic in Barcelona. And we have about five or six coaches from the United States come over to Spain, and they conduct this football clinic. We have around 250... football players that come to this clinic, and during that we advertise. Then also in March and April we bring over Christian school teams to play goodwill games, and in basketball, girls and boys, and for a week they come and we have work projects for them, we do devotional times with them, but then in the evenings we take them to different clubs around Spain. And they play goodwill games. And these Spanish kids love to play with Americans. And then they get to open the doors for us. You want to talk about that?
Let's see. Really, the most important thing is after the game, we have the American players. Just we provide food for them, and then we just sit down and the American players talk to the Spanish players. Now, they cannot give them the gospel. You cannot just go up to somebody the first time you've ever seen them, hand them a tract, say, Jesus loves you. They will brand you as a heretic. They would not listen to you. But the teams and the coaches that come over in the spring, we call them seed planters. You can come over and play these games, this football clinic, to invite them. You can be a seed planter to come to summer camp, where we have a week-long setting with them, and we can give them the gospel in a week-long camp setting. Now, we also have work projects. We have work projects where we depend heavily on Americans to come over. We're in a phase two program where we've been trying to build some winterized cabins so we can do a year-round type gospel ministry, where our camps can go year-round, a lot of weekend things in the winter. So we've had many churches come over, bring a work team of guys that are pretty good with building and other, you know, just help us. We have 763 acres at our camp. We have one maintenance guy. So we rely totally on things being built through Americans coming over to help us. It's just been, Larcada was founded in 1991, and just through those years God has led many teams coming over in the spring. These are work teams, mostly men and women coming to help us in construction projects. These are the summer camps that we offer. We offer in the end of June, we end a basketball and an American football camp, and then a volleyball flag football camp in July, at the beginning of July. So these are the mission trips that people can get involved in the summer. Okay, they can come over on work teams in May, June, But then in the summer is our summer camp. And we're going to talk to you. I know people are thinking, well, I'm not a football coach. I'm not a football player or a basketball or anything. Well, we're going to tell you how churches get involved in a little bit.
But also, we want to tell you that back in the 90s, the Phoenix Suns built our basketball courts there. We've had them refurbished since then, but God has really supplied in those ways. We also have other camps that we have throughout the year. We have American Indian, as we said. We have Family Camp. We have Adventure Camp, English Immersion Camp. We have MacGyver's Camps. We have Discipleship Camps. Just lots of things going on. Churches, some of the smaller churches from Barcelona come over and they rent weekends at our camp. So we've always got something going on.
So this is our tackle football camp. It's full contact tackle football. There are no rules in the summer that you can't have tackle football over there. So we need Americans coming over there, players, coaches, and other people to help. And one of the things that we tell the Spanish players is that they all want to learn English. So we conduct all our sports camps in English. It's because they all, here's our basketball camp. We had some really good coaches, and it's an awesome camp. It's our volleyball camp. We have portable sport court out there. Everything's outside. You know, and you're in the foothills of the Pyrenees Mountains, and it's just a beautiful area for a missions trip. Our first ever flag football camp, but you notice the quality of our grass. We don't have a water source. That's a converted wheat field. And it's out there. We have no water source. It's clay. So we're actually as we travel around the United States, we're trying to raise support. We need to get a well built, and we also need to improve the grass and land. So that's some of the things that we're doing. Is that you?
We have when the teams come over in the summer, the first 4 days are training. So if we might have 3 people come from Michigan, 4 people from New York, 5 people from North Carolina. Well, we have a team of about 25 or 30, and we have times of worship. We sightsee, we do all kinds of things during those 4 days to get them prepared and to bond everyone so we can minister properly to the Spanish campers.
There's the sightseeing.
Yes, this is a sightseeing we do. We want them to understand the culture of Spain, to love the country, to understand the people before they actually minister to them. And so that was a Spanish restaurant. Then everyone serves during training week. So everyone gets to wash dishes, dry dishes, sweep the dining hall, whatever. Everyone gets to be involved in ministry.
This is a counselor with his kids. Now, to be a counselor, you don't need to be an athlete. You just need to be, you know, college age. You usually make really good counselors, but we share the gospel through the counselors, and it's more individual time. Our theme this past summer was focus, and we talked about getting the gospel to them slowly. You know, basically, it's the first 2 days of summer camp, we really can't say anything about the Lord. We talk about respect, hard work, you know, things like that. If they saw us carrying a Bible, they would call mom and say, these people are crazy, we're going home. But as the week goes on and we train through our training time, we just train all our counselors, all our coaches and players, just show the love of Jesus. Walk the walk before you ever talk the talk. Especially with Spanish people, because they're so hard to religion. But about the third day, they're saying, okay, what's different about you? Why did you spend all this money to come be with me? And then we can just say, it's the love of Jesus that has changed my life, and we just want to share it with you. And then they might ask us, do the coaches really believe that? Do the other American adults, we all believe that. And we're not trying to push a religion on you. We're not trying to push a church. We just want you to know that Jesus loved you so much that he gave himself on the cross. It's a gift. There's nothing you can do to work for it. They've been so indoctrinated, just it's works, it's tradition. They've never heard. They've never had a chance to hear anything about the gospel before. Many times, probably 95% of the time, when they come to Larkada for the first time, it's the first time they ever heard anything about the gospel, and that's just something very, very foreign to them.
So this is just some of our counselors in our first sports camp. God has really blessed us, giving us really great counselors, and we train them all week on how to share the gospel, and because they are the ones that really connect with the kids in the teepee. And they all have probably around eight or nine campers that they're in charge of, and they're with them 24/7. So we do a lot of prayer time with them and training during the first part of the missions trip.
We had one coach that brought some wristbands with him, and it had this, like the plan of salvation, you know, the colors and or the letters, and he gave a wristband to every Spanish player and explained the gospel to them first. And it was one of the things that we're just trying to get to their hearts, and because they don't have an opportunity to hear about the gospel.
By loving them.
By loving on them.
And we let them know we love them, and that opens their hearts. That's the coach that gave the bands to all the kids, and they seem to love those bands, you know, the teenagers, and they all wanted one. So this is here's a few of the Spanish young people that come and serve with us now, who came all the way through camp as campers, accepted the Lord, and then and now they want to serve. And they've gone through the discipleship program. During our discipleship program, the kids actually have like an internship where they come and they learn how to serve. And now these young people are serving with us. And they're, when these young people are saved at our camp, they're radically saved, because they go back to schools that have no other Christians in them, a school of 1,000, no other Christians. And they have to be a testimony in that kind of environment. And when we bring Americans over and we have testimony times, and the Americans hear the testimonies of these young people, it's amazing how it affects their lives. And you go away changed from this place. But it's the Larkada, they come in the summer, and the camp is like an oasis for them, because they aren't around Christians all year long until they come to camp in the summer. We have great food, Mediterranean-style food, and the kids don't go away hungry at all.
We have great coaches that come over. We've had the high school, university coaches that will come over. And so we provide a really good sports camp, whether it's tackle football, volleyball, basketball. We have some quality coaches there and some American players that come, and it's a wonderful time. And we have this lady is a renowned Tanya Crevier. I don't know if anybody's heard of her. She's a renowned ball handling specialist. She was in WNBA, and she gets the gospel through just doing all kinds of ball handling tricks. And you know, she can spin like 12 basketballs at one time. And you know, the kids are enamored with that. But then that's how they get to share the gospel through them. And then we've had that's a former Los Angeles Lakers coach, Randy Fund. He's been here a couple summers with us. He moved on to be general manager of the Miami Heat. So we have quality sports programs, quality camps, and that's, you know, brings the Spanish kids back, so they can get a good camp and you know, learn about Jesus through these camps.
There's lots of fun activities that we have at the camp. That water slide, high ropes, archery tag. We have Friday night. We have always a special dinner and a dress up. And this particular Friday night was dress in your favorite team jersey, that kind of thing. So we do lots of things, and all of it is to open their hearts so they will accept the gospel. And this past summer, we had, the God was so present. We could just feel it. The kids were so open. They weren't critical of what we were talking about. They were just, the coaches had very, a lot of freedom to give their testimonies. It was just an amazing summer.
Every night we close out the day. We have a big giant tent. We have something called a velada, and we just kind of sing and dance and have skits. But then we close out the meeting with maybe a coach sharing his personal testimony, and we just kind of get into the hearts of these young Spanish athletes. And it's been an awesome thing just to see. Well, this summer we actually had four salvation decisions in our camps, our sports camps. And for Spain, that's amazing because it's very, you know, they're hearing it for the first time. And for them to make a decision has been truly amazing that they would give their hearts. But we had so, you could see the kids wrestling with the Holy Spirit, the Spanish kids. This first time they heard things like that of the gospel. I mean, it's a gift? I don't have anything to do with earning my salvation? They've never heard that. So when they hear it's a gift, it just stirs their hearts. And you could really see Spanish players, oh man, they were just wrestling with the Holy Spirit. Now we need prayer and financial partners as we do our ministry over in Spain and as far as just people that would serve with us. We are traveling 3 months. We always come back in the United States, and we travel to churches and Christian schools and Christian school conventions to talk about people coming over to help us, because basically we need people to help us.
And we get to see our grandchildren.
Yeah,
we have 9 grandchildren.
But these are the people we need for our summer camps. Now notice, the first two, you might not be a player or a coach, but could you help on the activity team? Do you know a lot about outdoor activities like zip lines or rock climbing walls? We have all that. We need people to help us as we have summer camp. We have service team, people that would do dishes, would clean bathrooms, would set up tables. We need multimedia people. We video and take pictures of everything. And so we need people that are good with video editing. We need counselors. You know, all these people are not have anything to do with athletics. We just need people to help us to make it a true American English experience. You know, we're having a lot of Americans coming over. We need people who will help us in worship. We need musicians that would come lead worship during our training time, and we need a nurse that would come in and help. Although, you know, we have very good medical facilities in the town right next to us, so. Basically, we need people. If the Holy Spirit is working in your heart, we need people with a willing heart who would see the darkness in Spain, and the Holy Spirit would put it on your heart to come help us. And you know, I think also we want to be, I don't know, I guess a testimony to people. We are in retirement. We're in our mid-60s, and we spent a lot of years teaching in Christian schools, but when I say this, when God opens doors, He'll make it plain to you. And at what age, it doesn't matter what age you are, you can follow the Holy Spirit's leading. So I guess maybe a little bit that just to be a witness to people that, you know, when God started talking to me about this, I'm on our radar. Becoming a missionary was never on our radar. But when God opens doors and shows you a need where you can use your abilities like God did with us, it's good to be open to what God has for you. And I I'm an athletic director. I'm just trying to, you know, God led us to this, and we're trying to serve Him, to use our talents and abilities to a country where they don't have an opportunity. It's just the truth. They don't have an opportunity to hear. You know, it's a very first world country. You know, many people think of mission trips as, well, you got to go to a third world country and they need medicine or they need clothes. And that's true. But Spain, they got plenty of clothes. They got plenty of medicine. What does it take to get the gospel to this country? And they love sports over there. And we just need help. We need help from people going over that would see a vision and be able to help us as we go over to Spain.
And we just want to thank you for hearing us and for considering to pray for Spain, and that sure would mean a lot to us. We just are just thankful that you would open your hearts to us and your home here. We have a table in the back. We'd love you to stop by and talk to us. We send out newsletters and updates on our ministry. If you'd like to receive that, you can sign up for that. Again, we just we have brochures back there, our prayer cards. We thank you so much for allowing us to come to Calvary.
And we have a short video that will finish out our time, and just kind of shows you some of the people over there, and that'll be it.
Spain is known as Europe's plague. Spain is known as, but they're wonderful. People love coming to Spain. Spanish people are basically wonderful people, but they're wonderful people who are empty inside, who don't know Jesus. They're people that in a lot of areas of the country are hopeless because there's no one to tell them about Jesus. There's thousands of cities that don't have one believer in them, let alone a church.
There's just no chance for people to hear about the Lord over here.
People don't want to know anything to do about God, don't want to have anything to do with Jesus, with churches.
La Arcada is very important for Spain because people will not go to a church. If you invite them, they will not show up. But camp feels for them a neutral place, and then it's a lot easier to share love and the gospel with people.
Our goal here at La Arcada is to win people to Jesus, disciple them, and train them to be leaders in their home and their local church.
Currently, we have several evangelistic programs during the summer, and also we have a discipleship and leadership program during the year to develop the next generation leaders.
In sports camps, we focus on American sports.
We had two separate camps this year. We had a boys and a girls basketball camp, and we also had another camp of American football and volleyball. In each camp, we used the template of three things. We want to tell the Spanish athletes that they can play with and against American players their own age. They can be coached by American coaches, experienced American coaches, some from the university and professional level. And then we tell the Spanish campers that they can practice their English while they're here, because the whole camp, every camp will be in English. And as we expand the sports program in the coming years, we really are looking for sports that are growing here in Spain, but are developed maybe a little bit more in America, and that is going to attract the Spanish kids to come to La Arcada. Sports like baseball or softball, or lacrosse or field hockey, things like that will attract, and we use that same template in every sport. One of the most effective ways to advertise our sports camps has been to use Goodwill Games in the month of March. We bring Christian school teams in volleyball and basketball. They come over for a week and they play every night in a different club. And after the game, they just spend time talking. We usually have some food, and we interact with the Spanish players. We talk about the camp, and we invite them. And it's been a very effective way in bringing Spanish campers to La Arcada. We're using all these sports for one reason, is to bring kids in to hear the gospel, because most of these kids here in Spain have never had a chance to hear the gospel. So when they come into La Arcada sports camps, we don't hit them right away, because they've never heard anything about the gospel or the love of Jesus or having a personal relationship with Jesus. You start out very slowly, introduce the gospel as the week goes on, and by Friday night, we ask them if they would like to make a decision about following Jesus. In our football and volleyball and basketball camps this year, we had 5 decisions of our campers to follow Jesus. And in Spain, that's tremendous because these kids, they have never heard anything about the gospel. All they know is tradition, is God being somewhere far off, and the fact that they can have a personal relationship with something brand new to them. And for 5 kids to accept Jesus is just tremendous. It's just tremendous.
When I first came to Larcada, I think what struck me first was that there was more than just New Jersey or Florida, that there was a whole world out there. And camping was a big deal for me. My parents were not Christians, and so I couldn't wait to go to camp in the summer. And I could relate to the young people here right away. And on Saturday morning, when they were leaving and they were crying, this is what happened to me as a young person. But in Spain, it's so much darker. They go back to schools that there are no other Christians, and homes that are not Christian homes, of course, and they don't have any Christian friends. At least I had a church to go home to, where these kids don't have that at all. And so my heart was softened and burdened for the young people here in Spain.
What we need at Larcada is we need Christian school teams to come over in March on Goodwill Games missions trips for a week. Then in the summer, we need experienced coaches, we need players, we need so many people that will help make these camps successful. When players and coaches and Christian school teams come over in March, whether it's for Goodwill Games or then in the summer for summer camp, it's a missions trip. Well, they'll be giving to the Spanish players, but they'll also be receiving. It's something where they'll be blessed by a special speaker that we have, all the team building activities, all the different activities that we do will help us grow together as a team to be ready to minister to the Spanish players when they come in. So it's not only giving, but it's receiving. And I think it's very important for Americans or anyone to come over and help out at the camp.
It's a life-changing experience for anyone that comes to Larcada.
God's desire is that everyone come to Him and be saved. And for that reason, He asks us to preach the gospel everywhere, that all nations, all people, everywhere in the world, they hear the gospel, and especially in those places that they don't look for Him, that they don't ask for Him, that they don't seek in Him, that they don't want to hear anything about Him. And Spain is one of these places. We do this here in Spain, and we ask that you pray and can hear to help us to reach this country, to reach Spain, for the glory of God.
Good morning. So, is anybody in here sense potential call to go and do that for a little while in the summer sometime? Anybody sense that? Stand up if you are thinking about that, or at least you think that could be a cool thing to do. Anybody got a sense of that today? Huh? Okay, there's one. Anybody else? Okay, stand up. Stand up, you guys. Don't be shy. Kason, what are you doing this summer? Kason and Lewis, I could see them over there, right? Basketball guys. Well, that's good, you know. Thank you for that. And pray about it, because Jesus said the fields are already white unto harvest. That means there's potential for people everywhere in the world to come to know Jesus. And He said the harvest is great, right? Big, big job. The harvest is great, but the laborers are few. And we saw a few people stand up. So we got, you know, a couple hundred maybe here today. So you got 4 people stand up. The harvest is great. The laborers are few. And that's not a guilt trip. It's just the reality. So Jesus said, pray to the Lord of the harvest, which is Him. This tremendous opportunity to His harvest field. So it's just a tremendous opportunity to go, and it's a beautiful place. It's not like going to Lima, Peru. We went there, and that was pretty rough, you know, third world country. So I thought, if I went on a mission trip again, I want to go a little bit easier place, you know. But the Lord wants people to go everywhere. So here we are in Greensburg, and there might be a few people even here today with us that have never come to faith in Jesus Christ. So as you heard that, maybe it compelled you to think, boy, you know, I need to believe on Jesus. I need a Savior. I need my sins forgiven. And I want to be with Him in heaven one day. And it's a real simple prayer. Lord, forgive me of my sins. Give me the faith to believe in You and trust in You and to follow You. It's not a big, hard thing. It's just a matter of Your will. God works in your heart and you say yes, you know, surrender. And most of us in here have done that. And so then I was thinking as I was watching the video and hearing them that Spain is an important place, just as important as any other place in the world for the gospel. But I was challenged by you guys as we look at people every day and we see them, we work with them, we live by them, we do sports with people or whatever, leisure. You know, are we compelled to think, do they know Jesus? Are they prepared to be with Him if something should happen in their lives, or they pass early, or they die, or a tragedy? Do they know Jesus? And you young people here today, your friends in school, you know, you want to think, do they know Jesus? And you want to be used by the Lord to be a light and a testimony to point people to Him who can forgive them. And that's the responsibility of every one of us as Christians. It's not, right, missionaries or pastors or whatever. So we're just really blessed to hear this today and be challenged. So we have a couple minutes. We usually, you know, maybe 5-10 minutes. Does anybody have any questions for this?